This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Studio with us, which is always a treat after the past couple of years. We'd like to welcome both LaTonya Wigginton and Abby Kelso, who, I mean, you wear many hats for this production, like director, performer, producer, between the two of you, for a really interesting sounding new show, which is like a noir circus cabaret show called Cab Swab. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sounds fascinating. But like before we crack into the actual show itself, could you tell us a little bit about yourselves and I guess your journey into the arts and how you came together for this?
Yeah, well, Abby and I have been working together for over 10 years. We met at a supermarket in Brisbane
because we were both children with hula hoops and our mothers spotted each other and then our mums became friends.
Hey, that's so cool. Mm. What a great story.
Yeah.
And we've been best friends ever since.
Oh, so. Wow.
Yeah, wow. Fated, really.
And, but, you know, like, where did the whole development, or are you going to explain it, on your schools?
Yeah, so we're both attending classes at Flipside Circus in Brisbane, which is a youth circus troupe. We performed with them. And since then, we have sporadically over the past 10 years made different smaller shows together, worked overseas together. And then at the start of 2019, we were like, let's really go in for it big and make a company and make a show and make it all happen. And then obviously there was a pandemic.
Oh, we've heard about that.
Yeah, and so here we are.
And Abby, what about, you know, can you, you know, share a little bit more than that? You know, like, do you hate each other or do you get on with each other? Or
Yeah, we've gotten on very well over the last 10 years. We live together a lot and it's been really nice getting out and going on tour again.
Yeah.
Together. Yeah, so we started our company, Sparkle Society, at the end of 2019. Not the start to
sorry, my bad.
Everything's a blur though, right? What's time
at the moment? Yeah, where did the last 2 years go? No, I agree. But yeah, we kind of saw what was happening in the industry and the people we were working for and thought that we could do it better, so now we do.
And how many people are involved?
So the two of us run the company.
Yeah. Oh, no, I mean cast. Yeah.
Yeah. So for our show Cab Suave, there are five of us. So okay. LaTonya and I perform plus three others as well.
Right. Okay. Big commitment. You know, like it's, and you know, with everyone sort of opening their borders and everything, you know, like bit of a nervous time for the arts, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely quite stressful. We were just at Adelaide Fringe and we had our venue all locked in. And then about 2 weeks before the Fringe Festival started, the venue was like, actually, no, it's too stressful with COVID. We're going to pull out of the festival.
Oh, no.
So we had to scramble and like find some new venues and we still ended up being able to go to the festival. But yeah, we've definitely felt the impact on the arts. It's been really hard.
How did it go at the Fringe Festival now? Because it's a huge event, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We've all... us and also the cast have all been to Fringe many times in different productions, so I guess we're all a bit used to it.
Uh-huh.
But we had a great season with great reviews, and we won a Pick of the Fringe as an award.
Oh, so congratulations.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Yeah. And describe to our listeners what they can expect if they come along to the show.
So the show is a film noir circus. So if you imagine a very classic, like vintage aesthetic in terms of the costuming and the music and the kind of atmosphere that we're building. But the cast is all queer except for our token straight white man. So we've tried really hard to, I guess, flip the script a little bit on traditional film noir archetypes and try and make a show with a storyline that's a little bit less misogynistic and that you might see in a typical film noir movie.
Interesting. And so who's your target audience for this particular show?
So our target audience is tweens and up, which sometimes people are a little bit shocked when they hear that because I guess with some of the imagery it looks a little bit more like late night cabaret, but it's not. It's quite tame, I guess. And I think for us it's really important, this message of just because a show has queer people in it, that doesn't mean it is sexual or only for adults, that content featuring a range of sexualities and a range of gender identities can be family friendly.
Yeah, so I guess it's the show's made for adults. Anyone can enjoy it. Obviously, queer people love the show and get some representation out there. That we've gotten some really good feedback on that, but it's very appropriate for children as well.
Mm. Mm. And because the whole circus school thing is so universally loved now, isn't it? And there's so many different organisations, and you know, like, and obviously circus has changed so dramatically in the last, say, 20 years. So, you know, like, people are embracing it so much, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. And we find it... our show, as a bit of a point of difference to other circus shows, has a narrative and a storyline, and we also have live music. We really find it's quite accessible for people. It's definitely not high art, but there is also a storyline that draws you in and carries the show.
So
it's lots of fun. Lots of fun doing it. Audiences have lots of fun being there. Yeah, good. It's just a good time.
Good. And so five performers, and music-wise, how many people playing music?
So we luckily have a very talented pool of friends. And so, for example, my partner Winter is one of the other cast members, and she eats fire. She does a circus apparatus called Rusia, which is like a big wheel you spin around in.
Yeah, yeah.
And she also plays the bass guitar.
Oh, cool.
So all of our cast are kind of multi-skilled,
right.
And that live music element and MC element is all covered by acrobats.
Right. Oh, incredible. Fantastic.
And do you two have particular disciplines that you do in your circus shows?
Yes. So I do silks and Latonya does trapeze, and then we do hula hoops together.
Hey!
Yeah.
Wow! that's a little circle there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, fantastic. That's great. All right. Well, when's it on? Where's it on?
So the show's running from now. You can come and see us tonight if you really hustle. We're on at 6:30. And then we're also running next weekend, Thursday through Sunday. And we're at a venue called Reunion Park.
Yeah, now explain to people where that is, because we weren't sure where it was.
Yeah, Reunion Park, it's close to Burnley train station. You can get on the 72 tram, I think is the number. And it's a new venue for Comedy Fest. They've got a bar, there's food trucks, little festival kind of atmosphere.
Like a marquee sort of?
Yeah, in a circus big top.
Right, okay. Great. Fantastic.
People will see it from a mile away.
Yeah, it's very easy to spot once you get close, which is nice. And there are a few shows happening every night, so you can kind of come and check things out, have a drink, grab something to eat. It's a nice place to be.
Brilliant. Okay. And how do we find out more? You know, like, where do you book?
So you can book through the Melbourne Comedy Festival website.
Brilliant.
If you search for Cab Suave, you'll find us.
Right. Okay, well, lovely to meet you, and all the best with it. And each time you're back in town, come in and say hello.
Great. We'd love to.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You're enjoying 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.